Welcome to Miracles of God with Pastors Joel and Annalisa Jones. Not to serve somebody, might as well serve the Lord. As followers of Christ, our goal when this life is over is to hear God say, "Well done, good and faithful servant." In today's message, Pastor Joel breaks down the requirements to receive that acknowledgement.
God has not lowered his standards for service at all. You see that through this scripture right here. As a matter of fact, he expects the same service from each and every one of us. Mm-hmm. Each and every one of us that he received from Jesus, his only begotten. All right? So we can put ourselves in that place. And I'm sure some of you may be thinking, wait, hold on, Pastor. I'm not Jesus. I can't do what he did. I'm not the Lamb of God. I'm not even the spam of God. I'm not even a block of pork in a can. I'm just dust. Well, wait a minute. You don't have to be the Lamb. You don't have to be spam. But I'm telling you what, the Lamb is in you. That's what this is saying. Jesus is in you. Okay, you're more than spam. Okay, you got the Lamb in you. All right, think of it that way. Okay, you're not just a piece of flesh when Jesus is in you. Okay, a piece of meat when Jesus is in you. That's what I'm saying. All right, am I right? You're not the Lamb. Okay, but the Lamb is in you when you're a saved, born again believer. And the last time I checked, my Bible tells me in Philippians 4:13 that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Okay, that means something. That means something. I'm here to tell you, church, that some strengthening comes from Christ Jesus living in us. You got the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit living in you. Okay, so that's what the Lord is saying. All right, we're saved, born again believers. Then that means that Jesus is living in you. You're nobody's patsy. You're nobody's pansy. You're nobody's doorstep. You got the strength of God. You're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own special people, set to proclaim the liberty of him who called you out of darkness and into his marvelous light. Now, that's who we are. That's who we are. We got to step up into that thing. But with that comes responsibility. We can't rest on our laurels, as I always say. Watch this. I'm going to give this to Pastor. Pastor, I want to give you three of these because of time. I want to cover these. Can you go to John 12:32? Read that one for us. Then go to John 14:23b. Read that one for us. Then hot foot it over to the book of Acts. Verse 1:8. And read all those for us.
So go to John 12:32 first.
Yes, could you please?
John 12:32 tells us, if I am lifted up,
that's Jesus,
from the earth,
uh-huh,
I'll will do what? Draw all peoples to myself.
The devil didn't know that, did he? He thought he knew something, but he didn't know
from the earth,
that by dying, Jesus, in the spirit, myself, he'll pull us all in, right? Okay. Now go to John 14:23 and just read part B of that. We won't have to read the whole thing.
John 14:23b says, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him.
Okay.
Well, I couldn't help it. I read it all.
You did, didn't you?
Yeah, I was greedy.
Yes, all right.
I read it all. Listen, I want it all.
I know how it is when we're serving this food.
I want it all.
See? She's not spam, but she loves meat. So,
yes,
14:23b. Now,
Acts 1:8.
Read that one for us.
But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth.
All right. Thank you so much, love. Now, I wanted her to read those together because we wanted to connect the dots just a bit, connect the pieces so you can see how this puzzle begins to take shape. Do y'all see that? When you pull these sayings and these scriptures together from the inerrant word of God, things start to take shape. The word takes shape so that we can take shape. The word takes shape so that we can be shaped up in the word. See? We don't want to be out of shape. Not in this word, okay? We want to be fit to fight in this word, okay? And that's what it's saying. Jesus, by being lifted up from the earth, was and is now able to draw all men into him. All men to him, so to speak. But wait, there's more. He and the Father now reside in each and every saved, born again believer in Christ. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care how you feel. I don't care if you're tired. I don't care if you're sick. I don't care if you're depressed. It doesn't negate the fact that Jesus and the Father are in you right now, okay? All right? But there's more. Watch this. There's more. It ain't all here. You ought to be getting real good and excited about now, because here it is. There's more. You know, you now are given the power, the dunamis power of the, the dunamis power of the Holy Spirit. Right? He's come upon you. Don't wait for him. He's there. Don't look for him. He's in you. I hear people saying, Lord, send your Holy Spirit. What are you talking about? How long you been saved? He's in you. No sense in sitting in the room with the windows open when you got the air conditioner. Turn it on. He's in you, right? Okay. So that's what we're saying. The Spirit has come upon you. Now think back to when you were first saved. You remember that? Remember how you were on fire? Couldn't help yourself. You was around there speaking in tongues and everything else, maybe biting your tongue. I almost bit my tongue off. Words were coming out, and biting my tongue and everything else. And I had never even read this Bible. I didn't know what was going on when the Holy Spirit hit me like that, okay? And then you were witnessing to anybody and everybody that just might want to hear what you got to say. You couldn't shut your mouth, could you? And you know what? We're still like that, okay? We're still like that. Not only that's because the Lord is in you. He's in you. Don't let anybody take that from you. Don't let the devil fool you into thinking like, well, I lost the Holy Spirit. When the last time you read in the Bible that you could lose the Holy Spirit? He got lost somewhere. I don't know. He ran off from me. Where'd you get that from? Doesn't say that. You're sealed. You know what it means to be sealed? Seared. What does it mean when you... I have to be careful when I talk about food. What happens if you go to a good steakhouse and you want that seared in? That juice is in there deep, isn't it? Yeah. It's seared in like a Ziploc baggie. Huh? Zip it up, it's fresh. It's always fresh, right? Well, that's how this Holy Spirit is in us. And the devil will tell you, and you'll look at the news and you'll get so depressed you don't want to just go back to bed. The Lord said, where's your joy? Where's your strength? Don't you know I'm in you? I've got this covered. He'll give you a pep talk just like he did Cain. You can do better. You can lift yourself up off the ground. That's what we have to get to in Christ. That's the kind of job he wants us to do every time. He wants us to be able to walk in him and do a job well done, because Jesus did a job well done. And now Jesus is in us. Amen? That makes sense? Oh, it makes sense. Now, if it's not, y'all, somebody raise your hand. Don't interrupt the sermon. But tell me afterwards if it doesn't make sense. Because I trust that everything I'm saying, I ask the Lord to speak through me. I ain't going to make nothing up. I'm going to tell you just from this word. I may phrase it a little differently because he gives me my own vernacular to do it, but it's coming straight from the Word of God, straight from the hip, straight from the Holy Spirit. Hip, hip, hooray, right, Nancy? Hip, hip, hooray. This is my hip cousin right there. So the Holy Spirit, it says, has come upon us, and that's what this means. But I get carried away. Some people don't want to believe that, and some people don't know that. But hasn't the Lord, if you've been in Christ any amount of time, hasn't he exhibited his supernatural power in your life? Some of you know that just from your walk. I know it just from me being here. I was listening to my little homie, Sekou, who was visiting from Chicago. Sekou, how old are you? 16 now. From the same hometown. He was bringing me up to date on Chicago and the different areas in the neighborhood. And then there's no way, I came through much earlier than Sekou. He wasn't born back then, but we walked the same pavements in Chicago, this young man. And it's different now, but I'm not supposed to be here, you all. What I went through in Chicago, I'm supposed to be dead and gone. So that's a supernatural work right there, what God did right there. And now I get to witness to another young soldier coming out of Chicago right now, and I'm in the pulpit instead of the grave or in prison for killing somebody. I'm in the pulpit now because the Lord grabbed me. You see what I mean? So what I'm trying to say is that these are the supernatural works that God has done in your life. You've seen God do something impossible in your life. Haven't you, Lucille? Haven't you, Rosemarie? Haven't you, Antoinette? You've seen the supernatural hand of God move in your life at some time. And if not, just hold on. Just keep following him, and you will. I guarantee you, you're going to see. You keep following Jesus and keep believing in Jesus, because it says that these signs follow those who believe. That's what it says in Mark 16:15. Check that and see. But I believe that's it. These signs follow those who believe, he says. And it goes on to say that in my name you'll cast out demons. You'll speak with new tongues. You'll take up serpents. And if you drink anything poison, it'll by no means harm you. You'll lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. That's what it says. Now, we don't look for those things, but they follow you. Expect them to be there. See, when we walk in the Lord, he already knows what he's given you. So he says, you should expect these things because I expect a job from you. Well done. I expect you to do a job because I've given you all the tools, right? It's like hiring somebody to come over to your house to fix a cabinet. You say, I've got the wood, I've got the tools, I've got the screwdriver, I've got the hammer, I've got the nails. All you got to do is use them. That's what the Lord is telling us. He said that you're supposed to do a job well done. I'm not leaving you void. I've given you the Holy Spirit. I've given you the power. I've given you my services. I've given you my son. We're all going to be with you. Matter of fact, if you want the truth, we're doing the work. All you are is the vessel. We're doing the driving, right? Doing a job well done. That's what we're talking about, y'all. That's what we're talking about. That's all we're talking about. Do you see why God's standards are so high? It's because God's plans are so high. Uh-huh. It's because our Father is so high. Amen. It's because Jesus Christ, he is the most high, right? So his plans should be high and his standards should be high, right? And that's how it is. He's called us to service. And if God has called you to service, that's right. No matter where you are, you can be in prison. We got some servants in prison. Like Brother Wayne's grandson, Michael. He's in prison, but I'm telling you what. Somebody, he's in prison, but he's not in prison. Huh? He's just behind bars, but he's freer than a lot of people out here. I just talked to that young man yesterday. We were both laughing. I said, he's a really good-looking young man. Okay? Ladies, y'all don't think about this, but he's just really good-looking. He's like General Hospital Dr. Marcus Schottenheimer, good looking. He could be in Hollywood. We don't want him there, though. There's too much temptation. But he is, and you know what he said? I said, Mike, I said, I'm looking at you. I said, I saw your picture on Facebook, and you still got those good looks. He said, but he started laughing. He said, Pastor, I'll trade them if they're going to get me in trouble. I don't want them. That's what he said. See, that's what I mean. God is looking for people that want to do the work and do a good job. You know, he wants people to do a job well done. Fixed on that. We need to be fixed on this thing. We need to be set and to let it set in that we are going to do a good job for the Lord. We don't want the Lord to just say we completed the task. We want him to say, well done, good and faithful servant, right? You see, the reason why, saints, is that the stakes are still high. Okay? This is warfare. The stakes are high. This game is not over yet. It's over, but it's not over. We still have to go through it. So this spiritual warfare has not changed. All the faces may have changed, but it's the same warfare that we read about in the Bible that the disciples went through. Let's go back. It's the same warfare that Cain went through and Abel. It's the same warfare that Job went through, and the people like Job and Elijah and Elisha that we're reading about. Only thing is, they're no longer around. God doesn't have Job to send out anymore. Oh, but he's got you. Same game, same warfare, same destruction, same mistreatments, same boils and sickness covering our bodies. I just read about a man that was eating some went and got him some oysters and shucked them old raw oysters. And you know what happened? He had flesh-eating disease. They had to amputate his leg. And another one, he died within 36 hours. Same warfare. Same sickness. Same disease, even more so now. Okay? And the thing is, so God can't use Job for this, but guess who he might use? I ain't heard nobody said me. Nobody said me. I understand that. They said, don't speak it. But what I'm saying is God's going to use examples. Mm-hmm. God's going to use examples for certain things. Let's just say certain things. But if he uses you or us, will we give him our best? Will you still give God your best if they threaten to boycott your bakery business because you refuse to bake a cake with two men kissing on it or two women kissing on the top of the cake? Will you give God your best? Pastors, I'm talking to us now. How about us, pastors? Will we give God our best? Huh? And keep preaching the uncompromised word of God in the face of danger, in the face of ostracism. Will we continue to walk in the Lord regardless of what society says, regardless of what the laws say? Will we put God's law before man's law? Will we, pastors? Will we be willing to risk losing our homes, our churches, our automobiles? Will we still preach the uncompromised word of God? Will we give God our all? Mm-hmm. When we know that the devil is out to shut the mouths of men of God, he's out to shut the mouths of men and women, especially with this homosexual agenda that the world is bringing now, where they're saying Christians are haters instead of lovers of Christ. You see how the devil turns things around? If you love Christ, you must hate homosexuals. That's a lie from hell. But will we stand on the word of God, that we won't shut our mouths and stop preaching the word of God? Or will we become vaguely silent?
Become ventriloquist. When people ask us about it, if you're homo who? So? And start throwing our voices elsewhere. I don't know how to do that, Sister Karen, you're the ventriloquist, but you know what I'm trying to.
Or will we work even harder to do a job well done that the Lord is looking for us to do? That's what we have to think about. I said, I'm not giving you a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. And we have to have our minds soundly fixed on the word of God so that we don't fear, okay? That we walk in the word of God because the war is still on. There's a war going on, and you got to remember this. And anytime there's warfare, there's going to be hardship. 2 Timothy 2:3 tells us that. What does it tell us? You must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. As a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Now, there's a difference between a soldier and a good soldier. Okay? You have to know that. Anybody been in the military knows that. Brother Ron knows that. We were in one of the same units over in Korea. There's a difference in being a soldier and a good soldier. Soldiers do a job for sure. You're trained. But good soldiers give their best. Good soldiers fall on grenades to save their company. Good soldiers will take a hit for the whole platoon. Good soldiers are willing to risk their lives in the face of danger to do the right thing. Okay? It's sort of like the difference between disciples and believers. Right? All disciples are believers. But not all believers are disciples. Okay? Some people just say, I just want my blessing. Now leave me alone. That's for you. Okay? That's not for me. God didn't intend for me to go through all that. But a disciple says, here am I, Lord. Send me. Use me. Run this vehicle till the wheels fall off. Okay? Run him till his hip is out of joint. Runner. So she just can't think of nobody else but Jesus. Whole family left her, and she's still walking with the Lord. Husband left. People left. But she's still walking with the Lord. He wouldn't raise the kids, but now she's raising the kids in the Lord. A soldier, okay? People living on the street, they got more God in them than people that come in church and sit there week after week and eat donuts. That's a soldier, okay? A man laying on the street reading his Bible, praising God, that's a soldier. Washes up at San Francisco General Hospital, goes to the mission to eat, and I see the man in the morning when I'm going to work laying on the street with his legs crossed like he's in a hotel reading the Bible. That's a soldier to me. I'm shaking my head, saying, Lord, what's going on? Ask the man, how you doing? You need anything? No, I'm fine. God wants soldiers, and he wants to be able to say, well done, good and faithful servant. That's what these are, just points to ponder. That's all they are. I just recently saw a soldier, a street preacher in Toronto, Canada, named David Lynn. I imagine he's about 40. I've seen him for a while. I've seen him preaching the word of God, open air preaching. And it seems that the LGBTQ, is that it? Did I miss any? Community felt that this man's exercise of free speech was offensive to them. All right? It was offensive to them because they're homosexuals. And they said that this word that he's speaking in the air, in love, no animosity, just speaking the word of God, which he's commanded to do by God, and he's allowed to do by the rules and the laws of the country of Canada, but they locked him up. They called the police, and the police took him in handcuffs off the street and led him away. And he said, but what am I being arrested for? And they said, disturbing the peace. When he had been assaulted, he had been spat upon, he had been maligned. They wouldn't even let him walk down the street. They came in front of him and they put the flag in front of him, that rainbow flag, and they put it in front of him. So the police arrested him, and one of the officers had on his next to his badge a rainbow flag himself. Now this man was arrested and charged with a crime when it's not a crime to speak your faith publicly. And this is what's happening now. We all share that right. Whatever your religious affiliation is, you can come out and talk about it and not be arrested for speaking out, okay? But church, there are forces at work, I'm telling you right now. And these are dark forces. The devil and his demons are at work using people, using society to attempt to derail and cancel what God has named in his word, what God has demanded that we do in the Great Commission. Society is saying you can't do it. Somebody else can speak, but not Christians. All right? Okay? Mark 16:15 says it, and Matthew 28:19 says it. We are commanded. This is the Great Commission. All right? So we're committed to go into all the world teaching all that Jesus has commanded us. Not some of it. He said, teach all of it. Don't hold it back.
Amen. Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. This is Miracles of God with Pastor Joel Jones, sponsored by Spirit of Truth Church Worldwide in Fairfield, California. Today's message, along with previous broadcasts, are available on demand at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. To connect with us, like and follow us on Facebook. And if you've been blessed by today's messages, please let us know. Submit your comments, testimonies, and prayer requests on our contact page at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. If you're in need of prayer or encouragement, we're here for you. Call us at 707-759-5244. Miracles of God is a listener-supported program, and we're thankful you tuned in today. Listen, if you have a desire and the means to sow a financial seed, will you prayerfully consider doing so today? All financial donations are tax deductible and accepted on our secure website. Giving is easy. Simply click the donate button to give today. We appreciate your faithful support and pray the Lord strengthens you as you follow Him. Join us for Sunday worship service at 1 p.m. and walk through the Bible with us Wednesdays at 8 p.m. live on Facebook. All services are available on YouTube and online at SpiritOfTruthChurchWorldwide.com. Thanks for tuning in to Miracles of God with Pastor Joel Jones. Don't forget to tune in next week for the continuation of Well Done, Good and Faithful Servant. Until next time.